Reading a song, Happy Land. Look at the song on this page and go to the red box in the upper left-hand corner of the song entitled Time Signature. Follow along with your finger as we go through each of these boxes. The time signature points to the numbers shown at the beginning of the line of music, which is a 2/4. As you'll remember from previous lesson, this means that there are 2 beats per measure and that a quarter note is 1 beat. This is called common time. The next box to the right is entitled measure lines. And you see that the arrows are pointing to three of the measure lines in the song. Remember that there are 2 beats per measure, which is 2 quarter notes or their equal, between each of the measure lines. Go to the next box. The measures that are pointed out by this box shows that there are 4 eighth notes in each of those measures. Of course, as you know, 4 eighth notes equals 2 quarter notes, and that's what's required to fill that measure. The next box to the right points out measures that have 2 eighth notes and 1 quarter note. That adds up to 2 quarter notes, or 2 beats. And this song, as you remember from the time signature, the 2/4 means there's 2 beats per measure and a quarter note is 1 beat. Okay, following along the little red boxes, you see that the treble line is pointed out as the top line or the top staff. The alto line is the second staff. The tenor line is the third staff. The bass line is the fourth staff. Following right on around, you see that the end bar is pointed out. That's that double heavy black line. It's called an end bar and it signifies the end of the song. The next box points to a measure that has 1 half note, which of course equals 2 quarter notes or 2 beats. The next red box points out measures that have 1 quarter note, 1 dotted eighth note, and 1 sixteenth note, which if you add those up, they will equal 2 quarter notes or 2 beats. The next box shows the repeat dots. It points out the repeat dots, which means that you, in this case, you repeat the part of the song between the dots and the end bar. In this case, you'd be repeating the chorus of the song. The next box points out the phrase bar. That is a single heavy black line and indicates the end of a phrase or the end of a line of poetry. And you'll notice if you look at the words to the song, you'll see that they phrase bar signifies the end of those lines before you begin into the chorus part of the song. And then the last box in the bottom left-hand corner again points out repeat dots. And in this case, it means that you repeat the part of the song between the repeat dots and the phrase bar. So in this case, when singing this song, you would repeat the first part of the song, then you would repeat the last part of the song.